In the past, you've mentioned you and Clint working on that sort of recruitment strategy. Now, yeah. Clint's no longer here. How does that sort of recruitment strategy look like?
In the interim, I've obviously had a bit more shoved on my shoulders. But yeah, Gully and David's obviously been actively involved, as well as the other off-field staff. We'd already obviously got Cam over the line a few months ago. Zach came around a little bit quicker. Max is obviously someone I know well through Wakefield, and a couple of others. But longer term, we'll make sure that I can focus on my coaching, and there'll be someone that can deal with the recruitment for sure.
Without mentioning names, are you able to say potentially how many more are coming through the door?
I think probably two or three, if I'm honest with you, Mick. I think teams had done a lot of recruitment beforehand, and I know that there's been a lot of song and dance about us only getting our funding, but some players will need rewarding as well, and we'll try to secure them on longer term contracts as well. It's not just about recruiting externally, it's about making sure internally you've got what you need as well. I think Xavier Vaz being a revelation, Jack Martin, Ollie Fields obviously adapted how we all thought he could. We'll be doing a lot of that too. It's been a real enjoyable year, unfortunately someone has got to finish at the bottom, but Bradford's been, we knew that we were in for a really tough game today because they're a very dangerous team. They play a very attractive brand of rugby league, obviously gone through the mill a bit at a different time to us, you've got to take that into account too. But listen, we will all be getting carried away. We know it's going to be a very, very, very competitive league next year, and every team will strengthen and we'll be doing the same.
Just on the future of the Super League competition,
yes.
There's rumours today the NRL's up the offer and that's going to be accepted, but the caveat of that is London come in and it goes to 15 with bye rounds. What are you hearing on that? What would you like to happen? I guess it almost goes without saying, yourselves and Toulouse certainly don't deserve to leave the Super League.
I'd like to think not. I don't think anyone does. I think it's an interesting one because people asked me this last year that, oh, you must have been given a nod that you're in. And genuinely, I didn't have a clue. And it's same now. It happened so quickly last year when the gradings come out, and I'm presuming it'll be same again this year with, obviously the NRL carrots dangling over everyone, isn't it? But the club do a real good job kind of shielding me from that and just letting me focus on that. But I know there's a lot of internal politics within the game at the moment. Do I personally think the NRL involvement will be good? Yes. I think if, as a sport, it would be good to have a global governing body as such, whatever you want to call it. I just think it clears up rules, it clears up regulations, it makes things a lot easier to manage. And if we want to be taken seriously as a sport, if you look at football, for example, whatever country football's played in, it's played the same, isn't it? Rugby union, whatever country you play in, it's played the same. Cricket, etc. It sounds foolish when you put it like that, that rugby league's played in a certain way in England, but a different set of rules in Australia. So I think getting everything aligned and conjoined that way can only be good for the sport. Obviously, there's a lot more in it, in terms of the internal governance and the internal policies, which, I'm not even going to claim to know about. And that all needs squaring away, which I'm sure they're doing now, but hopefully they can get it all sorted. And if we have a nice aligned sport that can move forward together and we can grow the club game, the international game, and create a closer connection between the NRL and the European Super League, then... that can only be good for the sport, can't it? In my opinion.
Just a final one, what's the future with the York Newcastle partnership?
Yeah.
So Newcastle playing witness and second place finish. So
yeah.
There's been some positives. When you look at what Newcastle did.
Yeah, 100%. Well, we haven't got a youth setup such as your Bradfords and whatnot. So it was really important that we had a dual registration partnership, and we still want to continue that dual registration partnership. Albeit it'll be a little bit different, but we'll still be supporting Newcastle, just in mainly a player way. A staff probably won't be as actively involved as they have been this year. which is probably good for Newcastle too. It's really important that they get their own identity back and can grow that club. But listen, Newcastle are being class this year too. We've got Will Lee, who'll be coming in as the head of youth now to grow the York pathway. And the dream is over the next five to ten years, we have an under 16s, we have an under 18s, we have a reserve. We also have a dual registration partnership, and then we have the first team that's obviously getting serviced by all that. So that's the long term vision for sure.
Cheers, man.
Cheers, guys.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Mick the Game Caller Gledhill.